Family First, Media Speaker, may I help you?
Hi, Tamika, this is Iris. I have been trying to call the boss, the man that he gave me his number, I don't know his name. I left messages, no answer, and I still cannot get into him because it's saying that it's my username is a problem. But when I tried, every username that I think of, I'm still not able to open it.
Well, Iris, I'm kind of glad you're on the phone. I was trying to wait to give you a call because we have a bit of a problem. You never reported that the client was in the hospital, and you clocked in every day that he was in the hospital.
Yes.
Like you clocked in and out, and you know you wasn't supposed to do that.
No, I didn't know that I didn't supposed to do that because Mr. Knight has been to the hospital before, and I clocked in and out. Was not
so you've done this before and you was never told anything?
When he went to the hospital, I was there with him at the rehab. I go there every morning, every afternoon. The only time I missed not going in the rehab is when the snow was very bad and I couldn't go over there. But
you have to
understand that
they can't pay the hospital and us.
Yeah, but
the insurance.
Look here. Let me explain something to you, because what I find very strange, I'm not the one who writes policies. I don't know. If I don't know, I don't know. And if the insurance know and they're paying you and you're paying me for 2 months, how is it I'm going to know that I'm doing something wrong? I don't want it to look like I know.
You were made aware that you were supposed to let us
how
know
was
that
I
he
made
was
aware? Who made me aware?
No,
who made me aware?
You didn't think to report that to us to let us know, hey, the client is in the
I
hospital.
I didn't know that I have to report to you. If the look here, it cannot be this that I assume or I would know if I don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. Why would they know that I'm not supposed to get paid? And for 2 months they pay you. You don't say anything to me. They don't say anything to you until the last minute. How would I know? Somebody tell me that. If you said to me, I am not supposed to.
You didn't report it to us. And when you filled out the paper,
I didn't know that I have to report it to you.
That's on the paperwork where it says that the caregivers have to report that to us.
Which paperwork is that? Send it to me. Let me see if I have never gotten any.
It's on the caregiver contract form.
I don't remember seeing anything of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. No. If that
did
was sent
to
me.
Did you report it to the service coordinator? Because when I spoke to her, she said she has spoken with you.
You mean, has spoken with me when?
The service coordinator.
You mean regarding
Mr.
me?
Michael's
like there.
Cassandra is her name?
Yeah. Yeah, but is she saying that she told me she know Michael was in there?
Right, she's the one
that nobody said,
told
look
me
here.
About it because I didn't know anything about it until
yeah,
today.
But I'm saying to you, look here, you have to understand this is coming from me to you to the insurance. It can't be. It's from the insurance to you to me. I cannot be held responsible for something that was not told to me. I didn't know.
So
and I went to Lincoln
Hall. Work, started working here. Nobody ever informed you, or you never filled.
Nobody
told
me.
That stated that if the
never.
Client goes to the hospital,
I didn't.
You have to report.
Why
to
look
us.
Here? But I didn't know, and I'm saying to you, if Mr. Knight is going in a rehab, right? Say it's past a week or two. You know what else would I have done? Get another job. You had called me more than one time and say, "Iris, I have a job for you," and I say, "I can't do it because I'm doing Michael." Our place is calling me. So if I had known, why would I not get another job? Why would I be still working with Michael? Think about it. I didn't know. And if I didn't know, somebody can't assume to say to me, you should have known or I should have done this. If I don't know, I don't know.
I mean, but you wouldn't think
every morning,
to yourself to want to report it to your job that you work for?
Because I didn't know that I thought the system or the system set up once they know that he's in the rehab and they have to pay a daily rate for him, I would assume that they would know if it is wrong. You have to remember, if I'm thinking that this thing is wrong, then I would have done that. But if I'm not thinking that it is wrong, because you have agency, people work, they go to the hospital, they look up at the cancer, and they still get paid. And I'm saying to you, if I don't know, how am I going to think this, Tamika? If you don't know something, are you going to think it?
I mean,
I want somebody to answer me
that question. I would report it to my employer if I was in your position. I would definitely.
If you are the one who's paying Mr. Knight insurance, if you are paying for his stay, boarding and lodging at the facility where he's easy, I wouldn't have to report it to you, right? Because they would send you a bill. Isn't that right? And then you'd say to me, you can't work. We're not going to pay you while he's in the facility. That's what I respect. And the insurance is the one who's paying out the money. And they know that Mr. Knight is in the rehab. They would have been, if they didn't say to you and you don't say to me, how am I going to know that? You can surmise and figure out how you want to figure it out. But it can't be in you trying to figure it out for me because you're in the system. The system is that I work for Mr. Knight, and if I'm still doing favor for Mr. Knight, I get paid. And I'm not even taking
like
it from
when
your
you
hand.
Go and
but I don't know.
That's okay. That's what you keep expressing to me. So I am going to let my administrator talk to you. As soon as he's actually on a call right now, but as soon as he's done. And my manager also sent you the paperwork that you filled out when you first started with the company, where it clearly says on there that you caregivers must report to their employer when the client goes into the hospital.
I don't remember that. And I fill out the form and send it back. I don't honestly God remember that. I had nothing about that I know of that. Because all I'm going on that this is the norm. And Mr. Knight, I went to Lincoln a couple of days. I still get paid. I didn't know that. And I'm still working for Mr. Knight. How am I going to think that?
It was a few months since November, and I've spoken to you.
He was in there for 2 months.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm saying to you, I didn't know.
Right.
And that is the truth I'm saying. And then if they know, why were I still being paid? That's the question I'm asking.
Well, we wasn't made aware until today that the service.
So why wasn't the insurance tell you? That's what I'm thinking. If they know they're paying you.
We're talking in and out every day, so we're all assuming that.
Yes, because I didn't know.
You're working with the client. You know what I mean?
I was with him, and I'm working there. Check
this.
But I'm saying to you, check the facilities. They have a clocking system. Once you go in the morning, you clock in. The only time you don't clock in is when you're going back for the second time in the day. They can tell you, I am there every morning, cleaning Mr. Knight, shaving him, brushing him teeth, take women dirty laundry, them, wash them, bring them back.
Once
so why was I not
supposed
to get paid?
To do anything. That's
I didn't know that.
The facility takes over.
I didn't know that. And it is public. You know, let me tell you one other thing I don't like, Tamika.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a dishonest person. I'm not. Because my voice is my bond, and I speak very loud and strong.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell you that I didn't know or I didn't remember contract what I signed only 2-3 years ago, I don't remember that.
Right.
And based on how I was still getting paid, I don't know. And I am not, when it was brought to my attention, not too long, I am saying to the lady, why wasn't the insurance tell you? And then they would notify me, and I would not be wasting my time either. Because it wouldn't stop me from anything to go use at a time and get a job. I would have probably asked you if you have another job to give me. Mr. Knight, let me say something to you. Mr. Knight's case is not an easy case. It is not an easy case. I don't know if you guys know. If what?
I said you've expressed that to me before.
But I'm saying this across the board so they can understand, because I'm having a problem with them too. Mr. Knight case, it is not an easy case. It's a case that can stress you the hell out of you. This man is paralyzed on one side. He messes 3 times a day. This is my house, you know. I take him in. I don't get paid for him to be here. You understand what I'm saying to you? I can't leave him. He aspirate. The nurse was here yesterday when he almost nearly died. He aspirate. So when they're coming to tell me things like this, it hurt my feelings. Because if I had the money, I would tell them, they send me to fuck off. I don't need this. Because what they're doing, and they don't even want to give him more hours. And knowing his condition. You know how often I'm fighting with them? So for me to be here and show it, I went over the nursing home. Cassandra can tell you, I've had issues with them over there. Because it was evil looking up at Mr. Knight properly. They weren't. I've taken so many pictures of how they treat him bad over there. And then somebody's looking at me like, I am the one who don't care. Trust me, you don't know this is my feelings.
No, that's not what I'm saying to you at all. I was just speaking on you not reporting to us that he was in the hospital.
But I didn't know. And I'm going to say it 100 million at one time. I did not know that I was reported to you. I am, look here, if this, the lady never called me and say what she said to me, which I was like in a shock because I didn't know. You understand what I'm saying to you?
So I will say this to you, Iris. You're going to have to pay back that money that was paid out to you.
Okay.
The whole time that the client was in the hospital. And when my administrator calls you back, you guys can go over that. I don't have a total yet because I was waiting on him.
Can you send me the copy of what I signed to what
sure,
I said?
Sure. Yeah, we sure can. I believe it was already sent to you, but I'll just double check.
You
just
mean
so you can kind of, look that over as
when
well.
When was it sent to me?
It should have been sent. Give me one second. Hold on. It was sent via text.
When?
Mm-hmm. So you can open it up and look over it. And
you
then,
mean it's sent to me since it was brought to your attention?
I'm sorry?
You're saying it was sent to me when this was brought to your attention?
Yeah, you.
Or it was sent to me long term.
Well, yeah, when you first started, yeah, it was sent to you and you signed it.
And you're saying to me, you're sending it to me now?
No, that's the copy that was sent to you when you first started with the agency.
Yeah, but what I'm asking is it sent to me now?
Oh, yeah, the one that, it's not a new one, but we're just showing you what you signed when you first started.
And I'm asked, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I'm asking.
Yeah, so it was
on
just sent to you
now?
Just now, yes. Mm-hmm, like a few minutes ago, it was sent via text.
I didn't remember that because it just said, if, in other words, if he goes in the hospital for 2-3 days, I'm not supposed to get anything either?
No. You're supposed to report it
let
to
me ask
the employer,
you a
like, immediately.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so let me ask you a question. Mr. Knight going to the hospital for 2 days. And I get a job within those 2 days. And the job is a long-term job. What do I do when he comes and they release him from the hospital?
Like, let's say if you take something else and the two
yes.
days is what you're saying, we would have to provide another
yes,
caregiver.
Yes, I'm asking. And where does the caregiver going to go?
Wherever Mr. Knight is at. Wherever he resides
this
at.
This is my problem. Yeah. And this is why I keep saying Mr. Knight lives in my house. I don't live with Mr. Knight. With the goodness of America, nobody pays me for him to be here. You have to understand what I'm saying. So if I leave Mr. Knight with another job, why am I going to take Mr. Knight in my house and nobody not going to pay me for it? He's not my husband. He's not family. I was with him for 17 years and I have 3 kids. The kindness of my heart, I took him in my house. He's in a good room. He's in a big room. I'm doing him a free favor. So how is it they're going to tell me that if he goes to the hospital for 3 days, I'm not to get an appeal, but I must take him back to my house free. But if he goes to the rehab, they can pay him $360 per day. Somebody has to give me that answer now, because then what's going to happen? I'm going to leave him in the hospital. Then they find a facility to put him where they have to pay up more money. So they can't have the case and heat it.
Right.
So it cannot be that he goes to the hospital and I don't get paid. Because if I go to another job and the job is going to pay me more, or
well, yes,
it's a long-term job, what I'm going to walk
not,
off.
The insurance can't pay the hospital and us. It just doesn't work that way.
But they have to also have a provision for me, unless they're going to take him and put him in a nursing home. And they have to pay more money there, right? And pay somebody to look after him.
Sure.
Look here. No, well, this is what, you know, I'm going to get a lawyer because this cannot be like that. Look here. I can do private job that pay me $35 an hour. I'm a CNA. I'm also, I have the license for the HAA. I'm also a practical nurse of my country. I'm not an idiot. I do my due diligence and I know what I'm doing. I'm in this business a long time. I'm not stupid in my head. I take very good care of everybody that I work with. Mr. Knight is much better and a much better
case. We're not taking that from you that you don't provide excellent care to the client. Our concern right now is that the hospitalization was not reported. That's our main concern.
And as I said, I didn't know that I have to report it to you because how long is it? Nearly 4 years now with your company? Or 3 years?
Right. But you said you've also been doing this for a lot of years, so anybody that you worked with, you've never been told to report
your
job?
Okay. No, never. And that's what I'm saying. And the other thing I'm saying is that if Mr. Knight go in the hospital for 2-3 days and they're not going to pay me, it means that I'm out of a job for 2-3 days. And I, if you are a responsible person and you bill them to pay, there's no way you're going to want to go without your work something that is not pronounced to help you. Because Mr. Knight is a sick person. He's always probably getting caught up in the hospital. So what I'm saying is that they pay me to room and board him, just like what I'm to pay the hospital, but I can't be doing this for free. You know what? They tell me why they're not giving me more hours. Because I do it for him free on a Sunday. Does that make any sense to you? No, it doesn't make any sense. They said if he's not bedridden, he doesn't get another stroke. He gets two more strokes. He's not bedridden. And, you know, they're having a problem paying me because I still go and look after him. But I have to keep him in my house free. There's no law that I have to keep him in my house free. The government has issued him of Medicare and Medicaid and him have Part A and Part B and Part D. So if they want to take him and put him in a nursing home and kill him up a full time, which they do, they can do that. And they would do that. But they would not provide me with an extension of anything for me to keep him in a decent, clean home and not a box and look after him 24 hours and they don't want to pay me, but they would want to reprimand me. I'm going to get a lawyer because this cannot be. It cannot be. Because
that's perfectly fine.
I would have to do
that
because I need to know
my administrator, just so he can probably explain it a lot better than I can. As soon as he gets off his phone call, I'm going to have him give you a call right back, okay?
Yes. Thank you. As it's to the opening up on the hub. I need to open because I cannot get into it. I called him leaving a message twice.
I'm sorry.
My call. I'm saying I've spoken to I tried to get through to him. He doesn't answer my call. I have left 2 voice messages. I get no return and I need to open the app to see what is going on in there.
Well, he'll be able to assist you with that as well. Like I said, as soon as he gets off the call that he's currently on, I'll have him call you as soon as he's done, okay?
Thank you. All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.